That measure said people cannot be forced to buy health insurance, and they cannot be forced to pay a fine for refusing. Only thing is, that's exactly what the Federal Affordable Care Act says. Buy coverage or pay up. So the Goldwater Institute sued on behalf of two Arizonans. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals pointed out the U.S. Supreme Court found the federal law constitutional, and that means it trumps what Arizona voters approved. The judges also rejected a separate challenge to the individual mandate based on the claim it violates the medical privacy of people in that it forces them to spend money on insurance they don't want. The judges said individuals are free not to buy insurance, but they rejected the argument that a fine for exercising that right infringes on some basic freedom. Goldwater Institute attorney Christina Sandifer called it a, quote, dangerous way to look at things.
Well, what about a tax on an abortion? The court could say, well, look, you can still get an abortion. You just have to pay the tax to be able to do so. And we're not forcing you. We're not stopping you from getting an abortion.
Sandifer said her organization is weighing its options for an appeal. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.